It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and Utah's Devin Kaufusi.
All righty, folks, welcome back. It is KSL Unrivaled Players Club with Devin Kaufusi, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. I'm Scott Mitchell. He's Alex Carey. And the show goes on. So I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
You talk about you change positions, you bulk up, right?
Uh-huh.
And Alex and I have this thing about food. Mm. We have a love relationship. We
don't. Oh, yeah. He knows this.
There's no hate in it at all.
And we made it almost the whole show without bringing food up.
But I know, here we go. We have to talk about it, right? Uh-huh. We have to talk about it. How much? What's like the most food you've ever eaten? Have you ever like gone to an all you can eat place? or like one of those challenges? Had you ever watched those shows TV? Like
Man versus Food.
Yes.
That was my dream. I wanted that job as a kid.
Would that not be fun?
That guy's done all these interviews. He's like, I hated it. I wish I would have never taken that job. Uh-huh. Like, because he made himself sick.
Yep.
For months and months and
really?
Months. Oh yeah. They got it. They changed dudes.
Yeah.
They changed guys over
because he just couldn't.
I assume
handle
he died. Yeah, just. No, he did not. But I still was like, I think at some point.
So
he was like,
do you ever do that? Because we like buffets.
Yeah.
We like the word.
Not
all
anymore,
you.
Scott. Not anymore.
Ooh, buffets.
Like, what's the most you've ever eaten in one sitting?
Oh, man. If you throw down, for me, it just depends on the food. There's some food where I feel like I can just put away. It's like,
what is that food?
I can sit down and eat pizza nonstop.
Yeah.
Really?
Pizza is super easy. It's just, I don't even think about it. I'm just picking up another slice and eating and talking.
So what,
and
what's your favorite pizza?
Tacos. My favorite
pizza
place.
Do you like the
pie?
You ever eat at the pie?
The pie salt. I just went to Big Apple. I didn't go to it. My buddies had it at their place, and it was called Big Apple Pizza. That was really good.
Mm.
And it's somewhere up here in Salt Lake.
Yeah. No, you can get some good options up here, yeah, for sure. Oh, man.
So like, do you take a date to?
Oh, here we go. Okay, okay. Now this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep people apprised of what's going on. Yeah. So Devin informed us at the beginning of the year he had a
situationship. I just got out of, yeah. Yes.
And now you've just gotten out of the situationship.
Yes.
And so I don't want to look back on the situationship. Uh-huh. I want to look forward.
Well, yes. I want to know who got out of it. Was it you or her?
That's why it's a situationship. It was,
oh,
it was back and forth. It's a little complicated.
So
yeah.
Just, oh, okay.
Either one breaking up with one, and then another time the other one's breaking up with the other one.
But that's being in a situation.
Okay. That's being in a situation.
How much does, because I feel like Sister Kaufusi would be like, and your dad, I feel like Steve would be, well, no, I feel like he'd be a little bit more hands-off, like, how's everything going?
Uh-huh.
But I feel like mom wants to get, like, she wants her boy to find just the perfect sweetheart for you. Does she get involved in your personal life and your dating life?
Not that much. I mean, she set the bar high, being a good, you know, woman example in my life.
Yes.
It's always funny when, whether you know, I'm dating a girl and they get to the point where I come introduce her to the family.
Oh boy!
And
how many times did that happen? Only a couple times,
but right. It's always, or same with my brothers. It's always the height. The height gets brought up.
Because they're never going to be as tall. They're never going to be as tall as your mom.
They go, you want, so Bronson and his wife, Hillary, she's a 6'1", college soccer player.
Yes.
And so, you know, their kids are going to be athletes, you know. So
they're wondering about that.
I'm a shorter girl. They go, you want Bronson's kids to bully your kids your whole life? They're all
That's good stuff.
So it's like, you just,
oh, they're working on you. Yeah, oh, that's good. See, no,
keep the genes going. And
that
so,
is that, hilarious.
That's always thought about. But honestly, when it comes into it, you know, they, of course, like any parent wants someone that makes them happy. And
they'll tell you that. But they want the height.
It's a tall girl. A tall girl does come. Oh, it's known. It's impressed. My dad. Yeah. Wow, she is so tall.
Wow, yeah, she's very tall.
You guys have kids.
What do you think she is in heels? Like 6'3", maybe?
Yeah.
Yep. So you're out of... You're out of the situationship.
Yep.
You're in the market, right?
Yep.
So you're dating.
Yeah, but he only focuses on football right now, right?
Well, it's a bye week. Yeah. No, he had some time
off. Week.
He had balance in his life.
Hence the haircut and the cleanup.
Right.
And
wow. So how do you, where do you go to, like, how do people date in college these days?
Oh, it's I don't know how, as a student athlete, it's already
impossible.
It is and stuff. And so, but you know, I'm,
well, why is it impossible? Just the time constraint?
Yeah. Well, then once you get out the time part, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're just tired.
And then tired, yeah. And so, but I still think, you know, it's really good and healthy for me to go out and socialize. Being around a bunch of dudes the whole time and stuff. And
yeah.
I'm always like, I got to get out of here. I need a female presence in my life to balance me out. And
well, so where do you go? What do you,
did, I just
is
do
it,
something.
Is it online stuff?
Message on Instagram. I have a really good group of guys that are, all my friends are married or in a serious relationship.
See, that's
so,
the thing.
So you got people out.
I got people, you know, setting me up and stuff.
That's the thing. I feel like it's almost like a...
Where do you get your best dates?
Well, no, that's...
Set up or...
Well, it depends. Sometimes I'll get set up and it's not a good date.
It's
and I'm
a
like,
flop.
I'm not taking any other setups from you, man.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're on the... But see, that's what I was thinking.
I'm not a good setter-upper.
It's almost like a royal family situation where it's like you can't... You can't just go out and be like, oh, I was out at a party and we were hanging out and that's where I saw her across the room. It's more like so-and-so set you up with the Duchess's daughter of, you know, fill in the blank, because that's the only way that it seems, because it is. It's like a family.
All right,
it's like a family thing where they go, and you know she's tall. Like they do.
No,
she goes from a tall family.
So when I was at Utah,
mm-hmm.
the backup quarterback was a kid named Paul Barton.
Okay.
And you have heard of the Bartons, right?
Yes.
Cody Barton.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Jackson Barton.
Yes.
And their daughter, Danny.
Yes.
And then the youngest one is...
Even bigger.
Lander.
Right.
Yep.
It's a big deal, right?
Yep.
Paul goes, hey, I'm dating this girl. She's amazing. She's on the volleyball team. And she plays basketball at the U. Uh-huh. And she's tall.
Yeah.
What do you think? And I said, man, I wouldn't date her.
Look at you. You could have been, and that could have been
and
all
so,
this. So now you
he
have
ended
this,
up marrying her.
Uh-huh.
And then, and here they are.
Yep.
And so you taking credit for turning it down? Is that what you're saying?
No. He asked me what I thought about if he should date her.
Yeah.
And I told him no. And he did.
He
and
did anyway.
So I'm not a good advice person.
don't ask Scott for any of that advice.
But height is a good thing.
I'd say a good thing.
Could you imagine, like I said, with Jaron, we're interviewing Jaron during the week, and he's got a baby in the background.
Crying.
I love hearing the baby, by the way. Like, that is honestly, like, I'm like, he goes, oh, she was loud. You know, you go, no, who cares? I love that because that kind of thing kind of humbles you. And so I don't know. I mean, in the end, I try to imagine what it would be like trying to be married during all of this, and it seems like it would be
it's,
difficult.
Well, it's always, you know, my dad being a coach for years and stuff, and it's always interesting. Guys get married, and, you know, sometimes their game drops off. And
really?
I feel like there's kind of their, maybe like a stigma around it, like, okay, he's got married, more on his plate, maybe he softens up and stuff.
Yeah, he's not tough enough anymore.
Exactly. Living the good, easy life, marriage life and stuff. But then, you know, there's also... guys that get married and it's just better for them and it gets going. And you only really see that here in the state of Utah, you know, with the culture behind, you know, marrying.
So what
college.
Do you think it's done for Britt and Covey?
Oh, I think it's been the best thing for him.
Has it been good for him?
I think it's been great for him. I love Britt and Leah.
I have noticed that he's faster this year. Like,
he's certainly having a year already.
Healthy, yeah. faster. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, I love. They're my closest buddies. And yeah.
Does Britton set you up?
His wife does.
There you go.
And has she been a good setter-upper?
Amazing. She's, they've been solid.
So there's like a little thing in their apartments. It must be this tall to be able to suggest somebody.
It's funny because, you know, Britton
wouldn't be
Britton's
there.
Not the tallest guy in the room.
I know.
It's funny being so close to the Cubbies, too. It's like I got another parent's opinion. I go over and show them to Steven and Jerry over at Britt's parents, and I get to hear it from them.
Actually,
too,
that's like
how
amazing
advice.
About
height? Did they?
About height?
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't care. Yeah.
I'm sure they don't.
They don't.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
She's
is
not
it,
tall enough
but
for
that's
you.
Amazing that you have that. Look, on the one hand, you have all these coaches who are coaching you on the football side of things. Yep. And then you have, like, amazing adult influence.
I really do.
Amazing parents so who are, like, massively accomplished. And then, like, your friends' parents are, like, they'll dip in and give you some advice, too, on that. So, but just anytime you want to hit Scott and I up, too. I
mean, listen, I'm not a good – don't.
We got 11 kids between us.
I'll talk about it. Like but I said,
in season, nothing crazy serious. I'm easy going. Like I said, I only got, like, an hour or two after each evening, so it's – let's go get ice cream. Just something nice and normal and relaxing and
hey,
stuff.
Hey, you know what? Bring him in here after. Yeah. Say, I got a little radio show I got to do.
There's actually ice cream here.
There is ice cream here.
Yeah. It's free ice cream, too.
We're sending you out the door with ice cream. And here's the other thing. You bring, and it's a I got to do a radio show. But, hey, they got ice cream. You want to come hang out at KSL for a minute?
Let's do it.
We'll hang out with it. This will be the date spot. We will. And we'll just praise you the whole time. We're the
best
wingmen on
That's what I'm talking about.
Earth,
well, like, we can sift through things,
I can name my kids Alex and everything if it all goes through. And
why
so,
not? Yeah. Scott and Alex. Like,
my
kids.
Twin boys. These are my twin boys, Scott
Actually,
and
you
Alex.
Know what?
Set it up.
A previous show that I had, it was Ethan and Alex. And it was the Nightside Project. And we totally had a lady who named her twins Ethan and Alex. Boom.
I got named after, or someone named their kid after me.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah. And that's a rare name,
well,
Scott.
It's Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Mitchell out there. Yeah. Devin, this week, hey, number one, always stay healthy.
Yes.
And we want to see you out there playing at your best. So good luck this weekend down at the Coliseum. Good luck with the travel and everything. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to it. We're cheering for you, man.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Pleasure.
We'll be back again next week. Another version of KSL's Unrivaled and the Players Club. We'll be back after news, traffic, and weather. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed
everything. It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.